This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, while the country is grappling with parents coming back to work, parents are grappling with the concept of sending their kids back to school. And this summer, there's going to be a lot of reflections, especially after the Uvalde shooting. And this Uvalde shooting of Robb Elementary School at the hands of Salvador Ramos, who killed 19 kids and two teachers, highlighted some major issues that we have. One is that our schools aren't safe. They're not built to be safe. They're not guarded. They're not. In fact, I think Biden might have said he's not into hardening the schools. I need to get the exact quote. I think his press secretary suggested that's not an option for him. And so, you know, our children are our most prized possessions. And so, you know, if a school is a target and they're already understaffed because there's not enough teachers and there's tons of kids in each classroom, and teachers, their job is to teach. Their job is not supposed to be law enforcement. Their job is to teach. And all teachers can do is throw their body around their child or in the way of the bullets. You know, God bless our teachers and God bless those teachers at Uvalde School, where they thought they could lock the door and the door wouldn't lock. And there's just, sadly, our schools are not built like fortresses. Nobody, you know, everybody seems to be more doves than hawk these days. And, you know, sometimes that hawk mentality of we could be attacked at any time, we need to prep. I get you don't want extremes, but I see how other schools are, you know, guarded in other countries, and you know they might not be the sexiest building, and there might not be a lot of windows, but you know if they can protect, you know, these students and prevent them from being victims of another school shooting, that to me that has to be a priority. So you know, one thing that Uvalde school shooting highlighted, as well as the Sandy Hook, etc., is our schools are not built to protect the kids. Right. There's either a function, another function, or an ease, and when people built these schools, they weren't building in mind of, you know, with the mind of active shooters. They weren't. And so now schools need to, you know, make some modifications. They made huge modifications for COVID, some of which didn't make any sense to me. But if there's extra money for that, please repurpose it and use it to harden the schools. Another issue the Uvalde school shooting has elicited is law enforcement may not be enough in terms of, you know, let's just rely on law enforcement. We're still trying to figure out what the heck happened in terms of why police didn't go in when children were calling 911. You know, is it that they were afraid? Is it that they were told to stand down? Is it that they were told it was a barricade shooter, not an active shooter? See, to me, even if it's a barricade shooter, I would still go in because you have kids in other classrooms. He could at any time go from barricade to active. And I'm not a police officer, so I'm not exactly sure what went down and what happened. But one thing the sad tragedy elicits is to think, you know what, we'll take matters. Don't take matters into your own hands. The police have this. The police have this. The police don't have it, or they didn't there. And our police officers are fantastic men and women who bust their butts for us every day and put, you know, their lives on the line. And I don't think there's enough of them. And I also think there is an issue with training. And as a non-law enforcement, I know I don't have much say in this. But, you know, when you see one law enforcement officer grab a gun rather than her taser, or you see officers unable to restrain George Floyd or unable to handcuff somebody, and you know, another person was running from cops and got shot, then, you know, are there certain things within training for us to be able to put a handcuffs on somebody so they don't escape and run off? Or if there's, you know, George Floyd, they could not keep him in the back of the police car, and he kicks himself out. They try to restrain him. He says he can't breathe. Then they put the knee on the neck. He ends up dying for no reason. He shouldn't have died. But how did four officers not be able to restrain George Floyd and keep him in the back of the cop car? So there might be an issue with training that we're missing, and maybe it's because they're overwhelmed and they're underfunded, and they you know, don't have the support that they need, and they're recruiting, you know, like crazy, and they're you know, they just don't have the force that they need to have in order to make sure that you know, they can control the crime that's out there. You know, but the school shooting has made parents think, you know what? I don't think the schools are ready for my kids. Not to mention all the, you know, back and forth on what the curricula should be. And, you know, there was, I guess, one teacher who was giving cards trying to teach the colors to young children. And while teaching the colors, every card had something that had to do with, you know, a male being pregnant, or two females, you know, LGBTQ families. And that's nice to teach, but does that need to be taught at the preschool level? I mean, you know, so parents are going, look, you know, if politics are going to be injected, you know, or you know, things in society other than what they need to learn in as the basics are going to be injected into training, learning, you know, why am I sending my kids to school? So I think there is a huge hesitancy for a lot of parents to send their kids to school. They need to because they have to work. But if they get to work from home, they might not then need to send their kids to school. So we have a whole slew of issues that is driving kids out of the classroom and driving parents away from the workforce to stay at home. And that's not the society we should be living in. We should be living in a society where the kids grow and the kids evolve and the kids learn and they're out there apprenticing and doing so much. I don't think they should be locked up in a classroom for 8 hours either. But at this point, with safety, with disagreements on curricula, a lot of parents are rethinking, you know, what going to school means and entails. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so the next topic I want to put, I'll put on Facebook Live. We're asking for more videos on Facebook Live. Have you guys seen how I look? You really don't want videos of me. So let me get this set up right now. They don't support transgender. Okay, we're going to talk about what Leah Thomas, transgender sport transgender sports. Okay, you know what? I'll fix this later. So Leah Thomas has now been a subject of controversy because of her winning finals and winning strategic places within the NCAA swimming divisions. And so Leah Thomas had, I believe in an interview with Good Morning America, had made a very, very interesting statement. And this is something we keep hearing over and over again, whether it has to do with transgender rights, whether it has to do with the LGBTQ community, whether it has to do with abortion, whether it has to do with the support of Biden or support of Trump. And it's a definition of support that I think we might need to visit. So, for example, Leah Thomas had said, and I'm paraphrasing, that if you don't support a transgender woman in sports as an athlete, then you don't support transgender rights. And that's a very, very powerful statement. And in a way, she's right and wrong. And I think we have two sets of people out there. We have those who say, look, I support this, I support this, I support this, and I really think you could support a whole variety of concepts and things, but you could disagree on certain aspects. And I'll give you guys examples of that. Then you have other people in the population that are, well, by true definition of the word, you're not in support. It is all or nothing. So Leah Thomas, who has been under huge controversy for, you know, having competed as a male and then transitioned about 3 years ago and is competing as a female with testosterone suppression. I believe the NCAA rules is you have to suppress your testosterone for at least a year, which I really wonder about the health effects. And I don't know if that's something that you know, should be, you know, mandated by a sports agency or academy, but they're trying to do that to equate a transgender female to a female, a cis female. And Leah Thomas's point is, well, if you're for people transitioning and you're for people becoming who they identify as, then you support us being women. And then if we're women, we get to compete in women's sports. So by her definition, it's a little contradictory if you, you know, support, oh, yeah, I support transgender, but no, you can't be in sports. The thing is there's a lot of people out there that do feel that way. They go, look, I want to support women in sports, cis women in sports, and I want to support transgender's choice to transition. And those people might feel alienated and might feel like I got to make a choice. And we keep hearing this, you know, from individuals, you're either with us or against us. Like with the Black Lives Matter movement, there were a lot of people asking, where do I get to stand? If I support Black Lives, I want there to be reforms in terms of, you know, people dying within the custody of police. I want rights and people treated equally when it comes to being incarcerated or, you know, being handcuffed. But then you also have people that say, but on the same side, I also want to support our police officers. Are you able to support Black Lives as well as police officers? And there's a huge population that says, of course you can. You could support Black police officers. You could support police officers. You could support Black Lives. You could support. But many people in these protests have said, no, you're either with us or against us. You can't have it both ways. And so we, by definition, I understand both sides. I do. But I think we've started to take this to a level of forcing people to go to the extremes. And I'm moderate. I'm very centrist on a lot of things. And maybe that's not the most exciting. And maybe if I was a politician, not much would get done. I think it would get done. But, you know, people want you one side or the other. Either be anti-Biden or either be anti-Trump. But why can't somebody say, look, I appreciate what Trump did and I appreciate some of the things Biden did? Why can't there be people out there that say that? I get it's not the sexiest. I get that, you know, there might not be reform of certain things. But why can't somebody say Trump did a fantastic job of X, Y, and Z and Biden is doing a good job of X, Y, and Z? No, nobody wants to hear those opinions. Why can't somebody say, look, if somebody does not want to live the life of a biological male or a biological female and they want to transition, why can't they do it? You know, but on the flip side, females have a right to compete in sports and be able to excel, you know, without feeling like they still have to compete with someone who could be biologically male at their core. So, you know, why can't somebody be in support of sports, of females in sports, cis females, and support of transgender? And apparently it seems like these issues force you to choose one side. You know, how can somebody with the abortion issue say, I agree that the federal government should be completely out of it? The federal government shouldn't have a say. The federal government shouldn't rule for or against. The feds should stay completely out of abortion. Yet, then people, but that means you're against Roe v. Wade. So you know, you're being forced into one side versus the other. And there's many people out there that have a lot more moderate thinking. And if we focus on that, maybe we will be able to come up with some sort of progress in some of these controversial issues. You're either with us or you're against us. I can't stand that term. You know, why can't you be in support of both sides? Why can't you have disagreements with both sides? Where did we, you know, why have we come this far? You know, I am a Dallas Cowboy fan and a Raiders fan. No, how? You can do that. I think you could do that. Now, I get that if the, you know, eventually in the playoffs, I, you know, might have to root more for one team, but I've always been a Dallas Cowboy fan. The Raiders have moved into my neck of the woods. I'm going to like both teams. Now, am I going to have to choose? Maybe eventually I'll have to choose. But, you know, I'm going to appreciate both. You know, there has to be that ability for there to be some compromise. There has to be the ability for somebody to say, look, like, for example, I saw one of my friend's posts on Facebook, who is, I apologize, okay, still some breakfast still there in my teeth. I saw one of my friends on Facebook say, look, if you really support LGBTQ rights, if you support Trump, you don't support LGBTQ rights. Now, I know so many gay, lesbian Republicans out there that support Trump. So I didn't get that. And I don't know if that person put that up there to make people go, wait a second, I need to choose between my support for the LGBTQ community or my support for Trump. And then when you do that, you almost misrepresent many of these communities, because these communities don't want to think that they're completely aligned politically. You know, people say that with Jews all the time. They're like, why are Jews Democrat? Why are Jews Democrat? Who said Jews are Democrat? Judaism is a religion, just like Catholicism. Oh, all Catholics are Republican. No they aren't. I mean, it's a religion. Well, if you're Jewish, you're going to be Democrat. Who said that? I mean, where is this coming from? Why can't somebody be Jewish and have their own political views? Now, I get in many religions, in Judaism and Catholicism, especially in Muslim, in some of the most orthodox roles, there's concerns about abortion. There's concerns about, you know, birth control. There's concerns about, you know, sex before marriage. All right? But for the most part, Judaism is a huge range. You have anywhere from being Reformed, Reconstructionist, and more liberal to being Orthodox. Same thing with Catholicism. Same thing with, you know, being LDS. And you know, people say, well, gosh, you know, every Mormon is Republican. No, because Harry Reid was Mormon and Harry Reid was Democrat. So I think we need society to, and I understand, you know, in science, and we spoke about this with masks and vaccines. You know, I mean, if you're really going to be scientific to the core, yeah, these masks might not really protect against COVID. But, you know, if you're like, look, at least it'll provide a barrier, it allows that flexibility. But don't say you're either with us or against us. I think there's a lot of middle ground. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Collectively, America, the U.S., is spending $623 million more every day on gasoline than we did just a year ago.
That sobering statistic from Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com. This has gas prices continue to set new records on a daily basis. AAA finding the national average price for regular is up to $4.67 a gallon. Illinois, California, Oregon, Nevada, Alaska, Hawaii, and Washington all averaging over $5 a gallon. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is calling lawmakers back to work. Special legislative committees will dig into the details of last week's school shooting in Uvalde that left 19 students dead. There will be one committee in the Texas House and one in the Texas Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News. Americans keep quitting their jobs in large numbers. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says 4.4 million workers quit or changed their jobs in April. Meantime, there are 11.4 million job openings across the United States. That number comes ahead of the May jobs report that'll be released by the federal government on Friday. Reports are in on the latest meteor shower from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Lance Pry has the details.
The Tau Hercules meteor shower put on a decent display overnight. The meteor shower peaked around 1 a.m. Eastern Time, with 10 to 15 meteors an hour spotted falling from the night sky. That was according to EarthSky.com. The next meteor shower visible to the United States will arrive October 8th and again October 21st.
A seven-member jury is resuming deliberations for a third day in the defamation lawsuit involving actor Johnny Depp and his ex-wife Amber Heard. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All right, guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, Timothy asks, in that vein, what do I think about the defense's statement about Amber Heard and Johnny Depp? Okay, so what he's talking about, and this is interesting, and I don't have the exact quote, but in the Amber Heard-Johnny Depp case, and we don't have a verdict yet, I think they're on day three of their deliberations. And this is, I think, in Fairfax, Virginia, because that's where the Washington Post is based. The defamation lawsuit between Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Johnny Depp is suing Amber Heard for $50 million, saying she defamed him, made him sound like a wife beater and abuser. And she is countersuing $100 million for them saying that this was a hoax. She made up evidence, et cetera. And so she's she's suing him for defamation as well, countersuing. So I guess what happened in the news was Amber Heard's attorney in the closing argument had said that the jury's decision in this case would send a message to every victim of domestic abuse everywhere. And I guess Johnny Depp's team wants that stricken from the record. And I don't believe the judge did, because the jury's already in deliberations, and Johnny Depp's team was worried that the jury would be asked to focus on a larger social issue rather than the individual case set before them. And I got to be honest. One of you had asked last week, do I think Johnny Depp abused Amber Heard? Based on what I saw in the trial, no. But it all depends also on the definition of abuse. Do I think he hit her? Do I think he raped her? I don't believe so, based on the evidence. Do I think he said abusive comments and destruction of their property considered? Well, if that's considered abuse, the jury might rule then in favor of Amber Heard. So it all depends on what the definition is. And again, this is kind of what you know, I was just speaking about in the other segment about the all or nothing. So the attorney the attorney for Amber Heard's team, had, when he addressed the jury, said, look, you know, what Johnny Depp's side is trying to say is, if it happened, it's a lie. Or if there's a picture, it was doctored. And he said this sends a message to every domestic abuse victim, where every picture, or in essence, what he was trying to tell the jury is, if somebody's going to say that Amber Heard lied about all this, what's then they could say that about any domestic abuse victim. And when Amber Heard, I believe, was asked by Camila Vasquez in cross-examination, you have videos of everything else. Why don't you have videos of him abusing you? Roderborn replied with that one. They expected her to videotape while she was being assaulted and defending herself. So, again, you know, I don't know, how much is lying. I don't know how much is exaggeration, how much is... But again, it's one of those things where the definition going to be to a T? And the definition of abuse to a T not only has to include physical or sexual abuse, but was there just a destruction of your property? Was there, you know, did you feel verbally abused? Abuse can be verbal. And if Johnny Depp in these audios, you know, called her, you know, a bunch of names in the book, and that, then by definition, somebody could say that. Do I think he physically assaulted her? I don't. Again, I wasn't there. Based on the evidence and how that was presented, I don't. You know, I don't think Johnny Depp is a wife beater. So if he wants to protect his name, from being considered a wife beater, then, you know, he has every right to sue. But if that's not the definition of abuse, then she didn't defame him if she just felt that she was, if she was a victim of some sort of abuse, and that can include verbal, and that can include property damage. So, you know, the prosecution wants them to strike the statement, the inappropriate argument, unquote, that their decision in this case would send a message to every victim of domestic abuse everywhere. You know, it's interesting. I don't think a jury needs to weigh in on a huge social topics such as this, and people are looking at this case as being a watershed moment for domestic abuse cases, and it will be. There's going to be some precedent set, and people are looking at this case as, well, you know, if he can prove that she lied and she made stuff up and you know, she tried to do him in, then that, you know, conveys to other potential people who are thinking about lying that there's going to be consequences. On the flip side, for those people that were watching Amber Heard recreate or reiterate, you know, the scenes of where she was body cavity search, etc., you're like, why are we listening to this? Why did it get that far? And whether you believe her or not, you do wonder about domestic abuse victims, if they really want what happened to them publicized. You know, for any of us that have ever been assaulted, it is embarrassing. When it happened to me, I was so, so embarrassed. And I felt like it was my fault. I shouldn't have been there. I should have, my friend couldn't give me a ride. This other person who I knew offered, and, you know, that's my fault. I shouldn't have been in a position where I needed somebody else to drive. I shouldn't have carpooled. Always take your own car. And you go through these things. And so somebody who is a victim of domestic abuse, and domestic abuse is very, very tricky. I mean, it's one thing to be abused by a stranger, and it's horrible. It's another thing to be abused by somebody that you chose to marry, or you chose to have in your household, or chose to partner with. And you do feel like, you know, and they kept bringing that up. They go, well, then why didn't you leave? Why didn't you leave? And she said something that I did believe. One thing I did believe with Amber Heard is that she loved him so much. I know everybody thinks she was there just for money, but I do believe, because I've loved people who had issues, who were toxic. And you want to be able to help them. You want to be able to change them because you love them so much. And they have an issue that you can't live with. But because you love them so much, you try to make it work. And I've had, you know, family members like that. I've had relationships like that. And so, you know, why didn't she leave sooner? And I don't think they've even established who left first. Did she leave or he leave? So, again, it all depends on how broad the definition of abuse is. But domestic abuse can involve not only the hitting and the sexual assault, but also the others, the verbal, the property damage, and sexual assault in domestic relationships. That is a concept that a lot of people can't comprehend. I urge you then to see the movie What's Love Got to Do with It, where Angela Bassett had played Angela, I think that's her name. She had played Tina Turner in this role. And Tina Turner was married to Ike Turner. And in the movie, he rapes her. And rape is real, even in a marriage. And a lot of people assume, but yeah, but if you're married then and you're having sex with them, you could always call it rape. Well, not entirely. So, you know, do I think he, you know, it's hard. I mean, I told you, disclaimer, I love Johnny Depp. I think he's a fantastic actor. I think he's a brilliant actor. And I would hate to see somebody, I'd hate to see another celebrity be accused of something they didn't do. And it ruin a career of somebody who is very, you know, very gifted. But if, you know, she felt abused, it's on the victim. And if the victim felt that she was mistreated, if the victim felt that she, you know, he had anger against her, and, you know, it's a tough call. So this case shouldn't be, you know, a big watershed moment in, you know, domestic abuse and people making false claims or people making claims and you know, having to fight against the public opinion. But it's turning into that. So there are a lot of eyes on this verdict. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Rodia asks if monkeypox is the new COVID. No, it's not. Monkeypox is not the new COVID. Nowhere near it, but it is an issue. And as a doctor, I do find it surprising. I am very, very cognizant of media over exaggerating things and trying to increase hype. And I will tell you guys, if I think you need to be very, very worried right now, no, I think it's concerning. I find it very, very concerning that no, we don't need lockdowns. We don't need mandates. We don't need to bring back smallpox vaccination. None of that should be even considered with this. But I am keeping a watchful eye on it. I think a lot of people are. The World Health Organization says monkeypox has been spreading undetected. Global cases have now risen more to more than 550 cases. And for some people going, well, why is that a big deal, 550? Well, you don't really see monkeypox globally. So there's something going on here. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the sudden appearance of monkeypox in multiple countries across the world indicates the virus has been spreading undetected for some time. Not sure how long it's been spreading undetected outside Africa. They said we don't really know whether it's too late to contain. The World Health Organization has confirmed now over 550 monkeypox cases across 30 countries. They believe that the virus has been spreading for months or years undetected. Now, in America, I doubt that we've had full-blown cases here because when you get the pox, I mean, you run to the doctor. I mean, you post it on Facebook. You're like, what's happening to me? But could there be some asymptomatic cases? Could there be some people holding the virus, carrying the virus? Maybe. We're still learning as we go. Remember, just, you know, a month or two ago, if you looked at the CDC website, they said it is not sexually related and you get it by respiratory droplets and maybe skin not by skin. Now they're saying we don't think this is spread respiratory-wise that easily. It's not necessarily an STD, but people are getting it when they have skin-on-skin contact. So the science is evolving with this as well. And monkeypox has been around in humans, identified since the 70s, identified back in the 50s in monkeys. So, you know, we still have a lot of learning to do. According to Dr. Rosamund Lewis, who is the World Health Organization's monkeypox technical lead, Rosamund says, we don't really know whether it's too late to contain. What the World Health Organization and all member states are trying to do is prevent onward spread. Contract tracing and isolating patients who have monkeypox are crucial to stopping the spread. Tedros said most of the cases have been reported by men who sought care at sexual health clinics after they had sex with other men and developed symptoms. He emphasized that anyone can catch monkeypox through close physical contact and warned against stigmatizing people and called on counties to increase surveillance to identify cases of the broader population. Heterosexual individuals can get this as well. Now, the monkeypox symptoms, as we spoke about, you know, it could feel originally like COVID. That's, you know, fever, malaise. You feel like you're just really, really tired. You feel like you kind of have the flu. And then some people will go on to develop these pox, these blisters, these fluid-filled vesicles. And the pox is what alerts us as doctors that there's something else going on. So fever, fatigue, muscle aches, headaches, you could get some swollen lymph glands, and then the rash. And the rash can hit your extremities, it could hit your face, it could have hit your chest. And monkeypox, even though it might go away on its own, there still could be some serious sequelae if you get a secondary infection or if you end up going into sepsis. So, you know, the Great Britain has now urged people with monkeypox to abstain from sex because cases are rising, and they are one of the hardest hit countries, I believe. So UK health authorities have urged anyone who tests positive for monkeypox to abstain from sex until their symptoms have cleared. This was new guidance released earlier this week. They recommended that previously infected persons continue to use condoms for a period of 8 weeks after the virus has passed as a precautionary measure. Now, remember, we don't really think there's semen transmission, but as they're trying to figure this out and see if maybe that could be what's going on, they're recommending condoms. But as I've said, this isn't necessarily considered an STD or an STI. We think people are getting it because they're in very close proximity when they have sex and they're touching each other. But to play it safe, they're recommending condoms. The health agency said the risks to the general public remain low, but encouraged people to contact a health professional if they notice any unusual rashes or lesions. So, you know, it's evolving. And if they do eventually think this can be considered an STD, then, you know, like I said, that's why they're recommending condoms. So hopefully we get a little bit more clarity on this. Obviously, it's not a fun sort of illness, and it could have some dangerous consequences. But one theory, and this is why smallpox gets brought up, is as we try to treat or prevent this, companies are considering using the monkeypox or the smallpox vaccine, because the smallpox vaccine works against monkeypox. And one working theory is that many of us who were vaccinated with smallpox, us Gen X's on up, like baby boomers, we might not be vulnerable to monkeypox. And the younger generations were not vaccinated for smallpox because it was eradicated. So now that monkeypox might be able to emerge in the younger populations because they don't have the smallpox vaccine protection. Doesn't necessarily mean we need to start vaccinating everybody. For only 550 cases across the globe, you're not going to convince people to get a smallpox vaccine on top of the COVID vaccine, on top of everything else, and we don't even have enough of those smallpox vaccines. But if this does end up taking hold and being very contagious, and among any couple that's trying to have sex, there's probably going to be talk of some voluntary vaccinations. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for those of you on social media, you will see these little videos or little clippets going, did you know you could do this? And one such video that has been shared online is how to keep your avocado ripe and fresh. And I guess the hack, which the FDA is not a fan of, is where people keep the avocado in their refrigerator in water, submerged for days or weeks. And I guess Lisa Couch Williams said, avocado lover, sit down because I'm about to change your life. Did you already know this? Avocados stay good for freaking ever if you put them in water in the fridge. These have been here for two whole dang weeks while the control group on the countertop rotted. They're perfect. I'm speechless. If y'all knew and didn't tell me, I'm a bee big mad. That's what she wrote. So FDA experts are like, wait a second. Don't be, having still water and, stagnant water in the refrigerator. There's pathogens. The FDA does not recommend that. Listeria monocytogenes, salmonella. It could be residing on the avocado surface because, again, your avocado isn't sterile and then your water isn't sterile, and this could be multiplying in water. There was a study in 2016 where the FDA republished it in February 2022 talking about the whole fresh avocados and how dangerous bacteria can build up on the avocado skin and cause cross-contamination. So the Listeria monocytogenes could infiltrate, internalize into the pulp of the avocados if it's submerged, for a week or two. That's not, so they say don't do it. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID four times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Cue the maraschino cherry. volunteering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.